This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission. The Prime Minister asserted that in the coming times, India will also build its own space station. In a video message shared on the occasion of National Space Day, the Prime Minister extended greetings to everyone associated with the space sector, including scientists and all the youth.
आज भारत सेमी क्रायोजेनिक इंजन और इलेक्ट्रिक प्रोपल्शन जैसी ब्रेक थ्रू टेक्नोलॉजी में तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है। जल्द ही आप सब वैज्ञानिकों की मेहनत से भारत गगनयान की उड़ान भी भरेगा और आने वाले समय में भारत अपना स्पेस स्टेशन भी बनाएगा।
The Prime Minister said, in a short time, National Space Day has become an occasion of enthusiasm and attraction among the youth. He added that the space sector is carving one milestone after another, and in the last 11 years, the government has done many reforms in the space sector.
हमने प्राइवेट सेक्टर को स्पेस टेक में परमिशन दी और आज देखिए देश में 350 से ज्यादा स्टार्टअप्स स्पेस टेक के इनोवेशन और एक्सेलरेशन का इंजन बनकर उभर रहे हैं। इस कार्यक्रम में भी उनकी बढ़ चढ़ करके उपस्थिति दिख रही है। हमारे प्राइवेट सेक्टर द्वारा बनाया गया पहला PSLV रॉकेट भी जल्द ही लॉन्च किया जाएगा।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that negotiations between India-US trades are still going on. He said the government is committed to defend the interests of farmers and small producers of the country. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said India is clear about its red lines in negotiations with the United States and will make decisions in its national interest. And on oil imports and sanctions, the minister said it is presented as an oil issue, but it is still not applied to the largest importer, China. He said arguments used to target India have not been applied to China. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are underway in Tharali Tehsil of Chamoli district following intense rainfall late last night. Our correspondent reports that the sudden downpour caused a surge in the Tunri stream, resulting in the debris entering several homes, including parts of the Tharali market area. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed concerned authorities to intensify relief and rescue efforts. He also held telephonic conversations with local representatives from Chamoli district to assess the extent of the damage and directed to support the administration in the ongoing efforts. Due to extremely heavy rains in eastern Rajasthan, flood-like situations prevail in Kota, Bundi, Bara and Sawai Madhopur districts. The Met Department has issued red alert for heavy rains in Chittorgarh and Bhilwara of the state today. Apart from this, an orange alert has been issued for 9 districts and yellow alert for many other districts. 50 centimetres of rain has fallen in Nainwa of Bundi district. In the last 24 hours, very heavy rains have been recorded at many places in Bundi, Kota, Tonk, Karoli, Bara, Jaipur and Sawai Madhopur districts. More than 300 houses and dozens of shops have been destroyed in Pakistan-occupied Gilgit-Baltistan's Ghizar district in a glacier burst, triggering a landslide and severe flooding. As per reports, rescue officials have confirmed that at least 200 people were pulled to safety after the formation of the artificial lake sparked fear in the locals. 7 suspected Islamic State terrorists, including 2 women, have been arrested in Iraq's Ninwa province. According to Iraq's military intelligence, the arrests were made in several areas of the province yesterday, following accurate intelligence information and intensive field monitoring. The suspects were later handed over to the authorities. The detainees were wanted for their involvement with the Islamic State. The final of the 134th Durand Cup trophy will be played between Diamond Harbour FC and the incumbent North East United FC at the Yuva Bharti Kridangan in Kolkata. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.